One of the interesting things in the Parsha is the Parsha of Gezel HaGer. The juxtaposition is very interesting. We have a tremendous amount of flow from last week's Parsha about the Degolim, and then the Avodah of the Levim. And then there's a Halacha of Bishachum and Machaneh. Once we have Kedushas Machaneh, so we have a Halacha of Shiluach Machaneh, that Tzeruah, Azov, Tamil Nefesh. And then we flow into the Parsha of Gezel HaGer. The question is, what is the idea behind the proximity of Gezel HaGer to the Parshas beforehand? One of the concerns, and one of the milas, which one of the issues we have when we focus on the mile of Klal Yisrael, of course, is the attitude. There's Dafka Halacha of Sherech and Lishvotov, there's Halacha of Yichus, like Rashi says at the beginning of Parshas Bamidbor, Klal Yisrael were Miyuchasim. Then we talk about the Levium and the Cheshivas of the Levium and the Vayda of the Levium, Kahas with the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and Gershon is also Inyanim which have to do with Kodesh. And then there's Halacha of Shiluach Machana. So, you know, we become very elitist. We focus on how special we are, which is a good thing, to the point of we're going to potentially take advantage of the ger. The Torah comes along and says, this person has no ish to beguile him, so it's responsibility of the kayan. It's responsibility of the kayan, the top of Klal Yisrael, the pinnacle, the most chashuv person in Klal Yisrael, to take care of the needs of this person. So the cheshivas of Klal Yisrael is specifically in the fact that they are people who take responsibility for others. The difference between a person who's immature and a person who's mature is that a person who's mature takes responsibility not only for himself, but responsibility for others. He's aware of other people. And a person who's immature focuses only on himself. And the flow of Klal Yisrael is that the cheshivas of the Levim is specifically that they are la'avoid avoidah. They come, they're tzvoi tzavah. Klal Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael is counted because of the yotzei tzava, the people which are the chayola b'kadosh baruch hu. They're the soldiers who shoulder the responsibility. And then you go into Levium, and they're also called the shemir mishmer ha'kodesh, and they're called Oved Avodah, and they're called the Bitzvoi Tzava. So the mile of them, and the Kohen, his whole name is, he's a Meshores. The name Kohen means a Meshores, one who serves. Rashi points out earlier that the word Kahuna means the Lashon of Sherus. So the godliness of Klal Yisrael, the greatness of Klal Yisrael is that we are people who serve, who do for others, who focus on others, are not only focused on ourselves and our own needs and building up our own camp. Obviously, it was very important for Klal Yisrael to build up their camp and to create the atmosphere which will allow them to be strengthened, to get a chizuk from each other. And they created a very exclusive type of machana. And now, from this exclusive machana, the focus of the psukim is that all of this is geared towards, at the end, that you should be the one who goes out there and does for others. Something to think about, we spoke about this before, the cheshivas of building the chabura and the growth of the chabura, it should never be at the expense of the awareness of our responsibilities to the greater community. Any time a person is in a state of growth, this is a conflict that a person has. I put my efforts and my strength and my focus into growth. At the same time, I have to keep in mind the responsibilities that I have vis-a-vis the community, vis-a-vis the people around me, to work out that balance. Have a good Shabbos.